Last week's Oklahoma Engage story took us to Oklahoma City, the only part of the state where voters see the Democratic Party in a positive light, according to polling from Oklahoma's public radio stations. Today, Jacob McClellan reports from southwestern Oklahoma, the only region in the state where the majority of voters have a positive view of the Republican Party.
Emily Tuck walks through the backroom aisles at Carol's Shoe Corner in Elk City as a fan blows in the background. She works here and at a record store next door in this city's downtown, a bustling district of coffee shops, clothing boutiques, and gift stores.
Downtown kind of looked like a ghost downtown with the oil field bust. And so just in the past few years, it's really started thriving.
Tuck likes it here in Elk City, but there are a couple things she'd like to change. She'd like more art in the downtown area and improved access to mental health care.
I have personally experienced struggles with it and personally experienced a lack of resources that are in this area.
Polling commissioned by Oklahoma public radio stations suggest people in southwestern Oklahoma see economy and education as the most important issues facing the state. But when people were asked where they would rather see the state spend money, education or health care, 60% said they would prefer to see it go to health care.
Democratic candidates have struggled mightily. And were this a normal election cycle, I would suggest that Democrats would continue to struggle mightily.
Landry Brewer is a political science and history instructor at Southwestern Oklahoma State University's Sayre campus. He says Southwestern Oklahoma is deeply conservative.
Social conservatism, specifically the Second Amendment, social issues like abortion and marriage, traditional versus non-traditional.
And there are a lot of low-tax Tea Party conservatives here, too.
House District 55 is quite rural. It has a lot of small communities. Elk City's kind of the large community in the district.
I meet Republican Representative Todd Russ in the small city of Clinton. He's the incumbent House member here, running for re-election in this sprawling district of farm towns. Russ chairs the House Education Appropriations and Budget Committee, and he voted in favor of a teacher pay raise and tax increase this year. That could put Russ in an uncomfortable position in a part of the state where 53% of residents say their taxes are already too high.
I think as a conservative Republican, having to do what we've had to go through in the last 2 years, I'd call it excruciating. It's been extremely painful because we've had to move over and leave some of our base on the people that poke you in the chest with their finger and say, no new taxes, and I mean it.
Now that the teacher pay raise is settled, Russ says he wants to focus on other education issues that aren't as related to funding, like improving math and reading performance. Russ says the teacher walkout energized Democrats in Oklahoma, and despite voting for the tax increase, he believes he has the support of Republicans.
I think my base is very solid and very engaged and still very strong in Oklahoma, especially in western Oklahoma.
While support for tax increases could cost Russ with the most committed corners of his base, the same issue could please the most energetic corner of his opponents.
Absolutely, I would have voted for it because it was critical, it was needed.
Dennis Duggar is a business owner, and his mother was a teacher and his father was a district attorney here. At a community picnic in Sayre, Duggar describes himself as a conservative Democrat who doesn't line up with the Bernie Sanders wing of the party.
My only political claim to fame is being on the Roger Mills County Fair Board. We had 100 people vote, and I think I won by 3 votes.
Duggar says the reverberations of low teacher pay and school funding issues will be felt for years to come as fewer young Oklahomans seek careers as teachers.
I can't fathom getting a degree and going into an industry where I know I'm not going to get a pay raise for at least 10 years.
Landry Brewer, the university instructor, says Donald Trump's unusual presidency, the unpopularity of Governor Mary Fallon, and bipartisan concern about education funding levels have thrown the 2018 election for a loop.
I think maybe more than in any recent election cycle, the outcome really is up in the air. If a Democrat is going to succeed, this is probably the year to do that.
He says there's more voter discontent than he's ever seen in the conservative southwestern corner of Oklahoma. But Brewer says it's hard to predict what will prevail in November, the power of incumbency or a wave of change.